The following address was given by Alistair Begg at the C.S. Lewis Institute Conference, Rediscovering the Lord's Prayer, November 12th and 13th, 2004, in McLean, Virginia. Alistair Begg is senior pastor of Parkside Church in suburban Cleveland, Ohio, and is heard daily on Truth for Life and weekly on Truth for Life weekend radio programs. He is author of several books, including What Angels Wish They Knew, The Basics of True Christianity, Pathway to Freedom, How God's Laws Guide Our Lives, and A Faith That Works, Reliable Truth in Our Search for Meaning. This address is titled, The Fatherhood of God.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's a privilege to be here. Very gracious of you to turn the weather of Glasgow on for me, to make me feel so very much at home. And as I flew in this afternoon, I was thinking of all the horrible landings I've had in my life, of which there have been many. And I was thinking, how bad is this one with the two boys flying the plane, both younger than my son? Thinking to myself, wow. And then I said, well, it's okay. We managed to land in Belfast in a flying bathtub one evening. I remember that. And I was going through all these different landings just to get myself ready for that big turn over the Potomac with the wheels down and not a bit of land in sight. And it was with great relief that we landed. And I said, well, I suppose I am supposed to speak at the C.S. Lewis Institute after all. But there was a time there earlier in the day when I thought it was all a big hoax and that you may have been here, but I may not have been. I'm glad of the chance to be identified with such an illustrious personage in history as C.S. Lewis. I guess the only point of contact that we have is that we hail from the same group of islands and that we were committed to the same Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad also of the opportunity to turn to the Bible with you, and if you have a Bible, I invite you to turn to Luke chapter 11, and we'll read just the four verses that open the 11th chapter of Luke's Gospel. Luke chapter 11 and verse 1. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation.